Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Tuesday, June 23rd. Allowing witnesses in criminal trials to testify remotely violates the Michigan and U.S. constitutions unless the defense agrees. As we hear from Rick Pluta, that ruling came yesterday from the state Supreme Court.
The decision was 6-0. The court said remote video testimony can violate defendants' rights to confront the prosecution's witnesses, which is why it should only be allowed if the defense agrees. Kristen Lavoie is the attorney for the defendant in this case, who was convicted of criminal sexual conduct.
It's an interesting time to have discussions about remote testimony in the light of a pandemic, but I think that their decision was very thoughtful and will be applied and I'm sure many cases going on right now.
Lavoie says the decision means courts cannot order remote testimony for reasons of cost or convenience. The lower court must now decide whether one expert's testimony in this case changed the result. I'm Rick Pluta.
Environmental groups say now is the time for Governor Gretchen Whitmer to shut down the Line 5 pipeline permanently. Last week, Enbridge Energy notified the state of significant damage sustained by part of its dual pipelines running beneath the Straits of Mackinac. Liz Kirkwood is with the environmental group For the Love of Water. She says the damage is part of a long history of violations.
You have to stop and ask yourself, what are we waiting for? There's no more evidence that we need. The list of violations is extraordinary.
Last week, the Minneapolis Star Tribune reported Enbridge had been fined roughly $7 million by the EPA for failing to quickly address pipeline safety issues. Over the weekend, the governor called on the company to shut down both pipeline segments under the straits after Enbridge had resumed using its western leg, but the company declined to do so, saying its federal regulator had no objection to its plan. Yesterday, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel filed motions for a temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction related to Enbridge's disclosure late last week of significant damage to an anchor support on the east leg of the Line 5 oil pipeline, which runs under the Straits of Mackinac. The Attorney General is asking the court to order Enbridge to provide all the information in its possession related to the nature, extent, and causes of the newly discovered damage to Line 5. She is also requesting that the court order that operations of the pipeline be suspended until the state of Michigan has conducted a full review of the information provided with the assistance of independent experts. A new survey finds Michigan's construction industry is reviving after being significantly slowed by the COVID-19 pandemic. An Associated General Contractors of America survey found Michigan and 33 other states are seeing construction returning to pre-COVID-19 levels. Chris Lengiza is with Procore. That's a construction management software company.
I would say that they're making a strong recovery from a very, very deep dip compared to some of the other parts of the country.
An analyst with the survey group says Michigan was one of the five or six states that had the deepest drop in construction employment in the first 5 weeks of the pandemic. A legal battle between the state and gym owners will determine whether gyms will open across the state later this week. We have more on that from Ben Thorpe.
Last week, a federal court granted an injunction allowing gyms across the state to reopen starting on Thursday. Almost immediately, the state filed a motion to stay the injunction and appealed the decision to the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. The motion to stay has been denied. Scott Erskine is an attorney representing the League of Independent Fitness Facilities and Trainers. He says the state is arguing that a delayed start won't cause undue harm to gyms.
Apparently, the state believes that keeping businesses closed for over 14 weeks at this point really does no harm to them. We obviously take great issue with that.
Erskine says the state's orders keeping gyms closed have been arbitrary, and many gyms are in danger of insolvency. In a written statement, the governor's office said the idea that gyms should open later, quote, is hardly surprising and highly sensible. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.
Michigan businesses are rebooting, and a divide is showing between those who require masks for their customers and those who don't. Aurora Abraham reports.
Many businesses statewide do not enforce face masks. Others, like Menards and Rick's Food Center in Mount Pleasant, are hesitant to let customers in without one. Tom Bauman is the vice president of operations at Rick's Food Center. He says they enforce face masks to make everyone safer.
variety of customers that are very, very happy about it, and there have been a few that aren't very happy about it as well. But if one comes in our store without one, we offer them one free.
Bauman says the store has received several calls and posts on social media praising their decision. Aurora Abraham, WCMU News.
And that story was produced as part of the Michigan News Group Internship Program, a collaboration between WCMU and local newspapers. You can read more about that in the print edition of the Huron Daily Tribune on Thursday. There's been an uptick in violence in the city of Detroit. Police are investigating 18 different shootings from this past weekend alone. Those cases led to 25 injuries and 4 deaths. Chief James Craig gives the number of incidents involving gunfire for this year to date.
So when you look at our overall crime for year to date, as we reported, we saw the increases in both our homicide and non-fatal categories. So right now, we're up 7.5. However, when you look at property crime, we're down roughly 16%.
Craig attributes the decrease in property crime to the pandemic-related stay-at-home order. He adds that that's also the reason for more violent crime, saying it's because many city residents are on edge. Grand Valley State University's Board of Trustees is delaying its 2021 budget, awaiting more clarity on what it's going to get in terms of funding from the state. It did approve a boost in student financial aid while also raising tuition. Patrick Center reports.
The coronavirus pandemic shifted the education model at Grand Valley State University from classroom to virtual learning. When students were impacted, more than 6,000 of them shared $9.1 million in federal CARES Act funds. Grand Valley State University's Board of Trustees Monday will continue supporting students, approving an additional 13% in financial aid, increasing it by $5.6 million. Trustees also increased tuition 3% for the upcoming school year. The pandemic creating a loss in state revenue leaves the state's higher education appropriations in limbo. Until there's clarity, the board voted to delay approval of the fiscal year 2021 budget until November. It did vote a continuation of the current budget with a 10% spending decrease and employee pay freeze. Grand Valley will return to the classroom this fall with a mix of virtual learning options promoting social distancing and safety measures. Addressing the current climate, GVSU President Dr. Philomena Mantella explained, quote, "We can't guarantee the path of the virus, but we can guarantee that Grand Valley has the ability to mobilize and mount a proper response to returning safely to campus while striving for social justice and economic structures to assure access and continuation of learning," end quote. I'm Patrick Center.
And that is your morning news roundup for Tuesday, June 23rd, 2020. I'm Mike Horace. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.